thank you, Lee Williams, for having me on the show. This is Debbie Anthony.
Well, we carry on talking to people at Vamos, and somebody I met in Nashville, we've already produced and promoted a song for her, and it's Debbie Anthony.
Hi there, so glad to be here.
That's good. Yeah, is this your first time to Scotland and England?
Not the first time to England. You got to go there first. No, just kidding, but Scotland, this is my very first time.
Good. Are you enjoying it?
I'm enjoying it, and I hear that I'm getting a treat with this great weather, the sunny skies.
Good. And you'll be singing a little bit later on, so we're looking forward to catching your show. What was the single we had out with you here?
Lucky in Love.
Yeah, there you go.
And it hit number 17 in the UK. That was my first shot at, this feels really good.
That's good. Well, hopefully we can get another one, because you've got a new single. We're trying to get that put out for very soon, and which is called?
Faithful.
Well, I see it's rising the charts over there pretty quick.
Yes, it is, very quickly.
Yeah. So. You know, because I know our Penny Jane Black is following you up those charts, because she's got in there as well. So,
really?
And she's the first Brit in those charts for a long time.
That is fantastic, and she's amazing.
Yeah, she's on a little later as well, so it's all the friends up here. It's good fun, actually. We're all catching up.
It's fantastic. I'm the best time.
So where have you come from? Are you Nashville, or are you from somewhere else?
No, I'm from Minnesota, so I'm up in the cold. And
you don't talk like the Fargo people.
No, thank goodness. But I think the movie Fargo ruined it for everybody, because that is Upper North.
That's right.
Yes.
As another artist I represent over here from America, and he's from Minnesota, and he doesn't talk like that either.
No, it's a little bit. You know how they do that in movies? They just kind of exaggerate. So.
Well, it's a bit like the English movies, because when you first see an English movie, it's that Cockney accent and the, you know, and when nobody speaks like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, so you're from Minnesota.
Yes.
So how did you get into music?
Music, I loved it since I was a kid. I started singing in the car nonstop, driving everybody nuts, and I just kind of continued over the years until it was actual, I think, fairly good singing, and I went into music because of it and got a music degree, and then promptly got a psychology major and started doing different things and kind of put my music on hold for about 20-some years, you know, doing fun things like karaoke or things in church or a little trio stuff here and there. But I wasn't serious about it, but I always loved it. So I decided, well, it's kind of an interesting story. I'm probably going to answer about 5 of your questions in this, so stop me if I get too long. But this is absolutely the beginning point in my career. And my husband, who's a speaker and a writer, and he's really well known in financial services in the UK as well. And he's doing 2 big conferences here. But anyway, he decided to jumpstart my career because he has always believed in me, my biggest fan. And so for our 25th anniversary, he decides to write me a song. He's never written a song. He wrote poems. I mean, he wooed me in 13 days after a blind date to marry him. I was married in 13 days. 25 years later, he says, you are going to do this. I'm going to write you a song. And he knows me. He loves me. So he writes this beautiful song called Faithful. And he hires the best musicians in town. We have a big party celebrating our anniversary because we didn't have a wedding. We just ran off and got married. And so 25 years later, we are celebrating. I do this song. Everybody loves it. And then I'm really depressed. Like, I got to keep doing this. This is sad. This was too much fun performing in front of everybody. And so one of the guys that was in the band said, well, let's go produce it. He said, let's go to a studio. Let's go to a studio in Minneapolis. So I said, okay. And then somebody said, there's a producer from Nashville here in Rochester, relocated to Minnesota. I said, oh, that sounds more convenient, just in the same hometown. I'm going to go record over there. So he had no idea I could sing. He just thought, oh, here's someone that just wants to record a song they wrote, you know. So I started singing. He went, now that's what I'm talking about. And so Tim decided to produce it and decided to co-write more songs with my husband for my first CD. And that's how my career took off. And I'm going to tell you, almost exactly 4 years to the date that I sang Faithful, it was released to country radio in the U.S., and it is now currently charting at number 45 in the smaller radio market. And I'm so thrilled because it is a song nearest and dearest to my heart. So that is my story.
Brilliant. Well, you're here singing, obviously, this weekend. Do you do many shows?
Yes, I do. I did a lot in Rochester, my area, all the local, all the festival, and so now I'm starting. I had a couple shows in Minneapolis, and I've done some showcases in Nashville, and I'm starting to branch out now that I signed with SSM Nashville. We're rebranding and we're recording a new CD next month, at least half of it, and so I'm just starting on a new journey here and seeing where it's going to take me. Wherever it is, I've been thrilled and honored to be part of it.
That's great. So I saw you perform in CRS in Nashville this year, but we couldn't talk because I lost my voice. But I enjoyed your show. I could still clap.
That is good. I can't lose that.
So how long are you over here for? Just for the weekend?
Yes, I leave on Monday morning, and it's kind of crazy. I fly back home for 2 days and then fly back to Spain with my husband who's speaking over there. It's like, why didn't I stay here in Scotland and check it out?
For 2 days to go to Spain.
It's really
it's
silly.
It's only an hour from here, or 2 hours.
I know, it's silly, isn't it? What was I thinking?
Yeah.
I have no idea what was going on.
That's probably the way the ticket price worked out, because it's crazy sometimes.
I know.
You can go thousands of miles, and it's cheaper than going 100 or 200.
That's true. That is very true.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Debbie, I look forward to seeing you today. We'll be playing your music, and hopefully we can get Faithful released in Europe and get you higher than 17.
I believe this song can do it, and as much as I love Lucky in Love, that hit number 8 on the charts in the U.S., so I'm challenging you to get this higher in the U.K. than the U.S.
It's on.
It's on. Okay. Yeah. What is it? Of course, I don't do pounds. Pound on that?
No, dinner.
Dinner. That works for me.
Right. Thank you, Debbie.
All right. Thank you so much.
Can you do this? Is
Thank you, Lee Williams, for having me on the show. This is Debbie Anthony.
Anyone can lie. Anyone can lie down. They don't get it, but they sure do get around. Look into the eyes, see how empty they become. Keep on running, but there's nowhere left to run. But look at me, my eyes are full, full of faith. Faithful, faithful to you. Anyone can steal, anyone can rob the blind, but the soul is all that's left behind. Look into their eyes, see how empty they come. They keep on running, but there's nowhere left to run. But look at me, my eyes are full, full of faith, faith in you. But look at me, I'm forever true. I'll be faithful, faithful to you. Your love has made me whole. There's a place inside my soul. All the doubts that I had, troubles that I knew, have disappeared. You gave me faith in you, faith in you. Some people never know, guess I don't believe, too busy thinking about when they're gonna leave. But look into their eyes, see how empty they become. They keep on running, but there's nowhere left to run. But look at me, my eyes are full, full of faith, faith in you. But look at me, I'm forever true. I'll be faithful, faithful. Faithful, faithful to you.